Have you ever heard of Burgoo?
Yeah, I didn't think so. You may have if you're from central or southern Illinois or Kentucky, where the Burgoo tradition lives on, but if not, well, it is a strange word with a couple of definitions, so let me get some help to explain.
Burgoo is just a little, like, town get-together, I would say, because they all come and enjoy the food and the activities.
And it's also a food, right?
Yeah, there's a soup.
That's Courtney Privia, age 12.
I am the 2013 Junior Miss Huntsville Burgoo.
Royalty, of course, comes with responsibilities.
Well, I had to be at the talent show, the tractor pull, the frog and turtle race, and the little kid games, and then we have to be
There's also a race, carnival rides, bingo, entertainment, and a craft show. Oh, and a beard growing contest.
We have categories that you can participate in for most on the face and least on the top. Mostly white, most red, most black, most bushy, Abe Lincoln lookalike, and the most ridiculous.
You get the picture. A burgoo is a big festival in a small town. But that's not quite it either. That's too simple. The burgoo is also a homecoming, a tradition, a point of pride, and a community service. The Saturday morning of the burgoo, a table of old men sit around at AJ's, Arnsville's singular saloon and restaurant. Nobody knows when Arnsville held its first burgoo, but it's been more than 100 years. There's a permit request to hold one dated 1906. These are some of the men who fostered it for a generation.
Everything. I helped set up, haul the trash off, served soup. Yeah.
I was MC over there on the stage for 51 years.
I don't know that it ever went wrong, but sometimes you get a lot of complaints from people. Either way, thick or thin, it's not enough to satisfy everybody.
So it's been a lot of history there.
One man's back in town for the burgoo from Alabama, where he moved to be with his grandchildren, and yes, even as a visitor, he'll help out. For most of them, Saturday morning here is a weekly gathering. Not so for the couple at the bar who are grabbing a pre-burgoo beer. Not that Troy Scoggins and Donna Large have traveled far. They're from Glasgow, about an hour south of Arnsville. Glasgow has its own burgoo.
Well, it's totally different from
I don't eat this burgoo.
From Arnsville's to Glasgow's. It's two total different burgoos. Now, I will not eat the Glasgow burgoo, but I'll eat Arnsville's
burgoo. Come over and get the
Arnsville. And I come over and get it every year, and he's the total opposite. He won't eat here, but he'll eat the Glasgow burgoo.
Troy says Arnsville's has too many vegetables.
And I will agree, this one is not as thick as up there. It's thick.
Okay, so on to the second definition of burgoo. Burgoo, the food.
So, yeah, it's a soup. Some people call it a stew. Some people say don't call it a stew, but, you know.
Molly Daniel, Arnsville's official unofficial webmaster, says that in some places it's known as chowder. But whatever you call it, here's the gist.
It's a traditional soup which has beginnings at pioneer times. Originally, probably was a harvest soup, had wild game.
Squirrel and such. That's not part of the recipe anymore. That wouldn't pass food inspections. But the ingredients are pretty much the same as they've been for years. Special care is taken to ensure that volunteers chop up the vegetables just so, and the meat is custom ordered to come in 2x2 cubes. It's all lorded over by burgoo master Tony Thomas. Like the other men helping to brew the burgoo, he wears a red apron. But if the people constantly coming up to him with questions or compliments don't tip you off that he's in charge, his baseball cap, a gift, which says Soup Man, might. You don't just get to be Soup Man. Tony has been the head soup maker since 1998, when the previous one passed away. Before that, he was on the soup committee. Heck, he was helping out in grade school. He says he used to hate this stuff, but he got over it after working an overnight shift tending the burgoo. More on that later. And the former soup master gave him little choice.
He said, come on, it's time for breakfast. I said, what are you going to eat? He said, soup. He said, 6 o'clock in the morning, what are we going to do to eat soup? He said, well, that's the best breakfast in the world. Breakfast of champions. So he went and got us a bowl of soup, and we'll sit down over here at Taya's serving tables and ate it. Huh, this stuff ain't too bad now.
Good thing, as soup man, it's Tony and Tony only who holds on to Arnsville's burgoo recipe. A lot of fuss is made about what's in it and its special ingredient. Tony plays along, but he's pretty free releasing what's on the list, which he's got written on a paper and tucked into his pocket.
Now, I'll have to shoot you after you look at this. Now, keep that in mind.
I think you're going to be too busy to get
armed. You can run faster than I can. I know that. We start out with 40. This is one kettle with 40 pounds of beef, 12 pounds of chicken, 12 pounds of carrots, 10 pounds of onions, 8 pounds of celery, 30 pounds of cabbage, 50 pounds of potatoes, and 9 gallons of tomatoes, diced tomatoes, 3 gallons of corn, salt and pepper, and paprika. But I'm not telling you the quantities of the last.
Take this with a grain of however much salt, pepper, and paprika you want, because this is just my opinion, and I am a burgoo novice. But I think what makes the burgoo special isn't the ingredients, it's the immense operation that goes into making it. We're not talking about a pot of soup boiling on a stovetop. No, Tony's ingredients list, that was for one kettle, and Arnsville has 15 in operation at any given time. They're giant black kettles, high as my hips, all lined up in a special shed built for the occasion. Steam rises up from the pots as the stew, the soup? The chowder? Simmers. Tony says the burgoo has to cook for a minimum of 12 hours, hence the overnight shifts. That used to involve hand stirring the burgoo using long wooden poles with a small board attached to the end, almost like a boat oar with a paddle part sticking out in an L shape. Once the burgoo gets boiling, you can't stop stirring or it'll scorch. In some communities, that's still how it's done, but not in Arnsville. It's still a labor-intensive operation, promise, but it is easier now. One of Arnsville's resident electricians had a bright idea some years back. He made electric stirrers to mix the burgoo. Imagine a boat engine slowly whirling in a sea of reddish-brown soup. Tony says people were nervous at first that it would change the consistency or ruin the taste.
What we found out over the years is that it's not the stirrers that do it. Really, nobody knows what there's a distinct flavor and taste to it, and a lot of it, I think, is cast iron kettles, which range from 78 gallons to 60 gallons. Which is basically full. The wood smoke gets into the soup, a little sweat once in a while.
Yum. No, actually, it is good. But don't take my word for it. How about taking it from Robert Arnes? Yep, Arnes, as in the great-great-grandson of Francis Arnes, who founded the town 175 years ago. Robert came to the last burgoo with his daughters, who were really excited that a radio station was there.
Oh, got the radio station here! Yeah! This is our father?
He's a direct descendant of Francis Arnes. It went Francis, Oscar, Albert,
Ray, and our dad.
Okay, so get this. It's believed there are actually no Arneses living in Arnesville. Robert's from St. Louis, just a couple hours' drive, but he'd never before been to Arnsville, and he'd never before tried burgoo, though he says he had wondered many times what it tasted like. At age 85, he finally made the trip.
It seems as though in my life there's several places that are close that I always wanted to go, and I never did do it. So this is one of them.
His chance to finally try burgoo.
There. Right,
the soup is served in styrofoam bowls, and you can add crackers or pickles if you want. Robert takes a spoonful. And the verdict?
If I were not an Arnes, I'd still come for it. It was really good.
Good enough that a larger Arnes family reunion is planned for this year's burgoo. Still, I'm not sure that Robert's reaction epitomizes the zest and devotion people have for burgoo. With that, I bring you Aunt Rose Bentley, who I noticed scrapping her bowl to get every last burgoo drop, and 87-year-old Gerald G.B. Beard, one of the men who started his morning with his buddies for a coffee.
Oh, I love burgoo. Best in the land.
Best burgoo I've ever had. It's the world's best, of course, you know that.
Of course.
But it's really good stuff.
Really, it doesn't make any sense. Eating piping hot, thick soup on a hot and soupy summer day? There has to be some sort of secret ingredient. After spending the day in Arnsville, though, I have to say, Aunt Rose and GB are right.
Mm-mm. That beat that.
Forget about chicken soup for the soul. To feed your spirit, try some burgoo.
We can get a cup before we go home.
I'm Amanda Vinicky.